What up, what up, what up? This is another episode of The Life of Pharaoh Poe. I'm with one of my player partners to be named later. Yeah, what's up with you, though?
What's up, Poe? Not too much, man. Chilling up on the inside, man. Waiting to get on the outside.
Yeah, so I don't know, like, I was saying, like, maybe we could just record this and I don't know if you want me to put it out now or put it out later, but like I said, it could just be something you could look back on later when you get out.
It's all good, bro. It doesn't matter to me. I'm definitely sure gonna look back at it, though. That's for sure.
What's your story right now?
The story right now, man. I'm just saying, I got a few months left. I'm sitting up in a joint county right now, up in a county, up in the Delta of Mississippi right now, and it's an all right spot, but it is a work spot. You got to leave that. You got a little more freedom, but you're gonna pay for it. But it's a whole lot better than being up in the state facility of whether you're talking about Parchment or Marshall or Rankin, Greene County, any of those. So you just take the good with the bad. So I appreciate it. I'd rather be here than be there.
And then what's wrong with the other places?
Well, the other places, man, it's a whole different experience up in those. You know, you can catch some of those experiences up in some of these places too, but you definitely gonna catch them up in those places. When you talk about structure, you know what I'm saying? Just a whole completely different thing when you talk about structure in itself. You know, that's when pretty much the gangs pretty much run the prison system altogether. You know, money talk. So the guards, you know, it'll take but a little bit for them to turn their back. And half of them are already affiliated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then the infrastructure is messed up. You know, so when I first got the parchment, the first cell that I ended up in, it had no windows. Like, the glasses were broken out of the windows. So whatever the temperature is outside, that's what it's going to feel like on the inside. Then if you sleep in the middle of the night, start raining, you might get some raindrops dropping up on you. But you be trying to figure out a way to try to keep the rain from falling up on the bed. And so, the infrastructure is just messed up in the showers, the water. Water, you know, got coloration to it. The showers stopped up. Toilets, half of the toilets don't work. Really a piece of a building that you're trying to live in.
So y'all behind to drink that water, right?
Yeah, you definitely gotta drink that water. You gotta drink with it. You gotta eat with it. You fix a meal, that's what you're cooking with.
So how long you been in so far?
Right now I've been in just a little over 2 years right now.
Shit. And you saying it's all right so far? It ain't that bad, or is it just suck?
Well, you know, it really is about how you make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, how they take different strokes for different folks. It really is about how you make it, because, you know, you got some people come up in here, you know, they might have short time, but then they get up in here and they want to be, you know, big and bad, or, you know what I'm saying, or if you come in affiliated, or, you know, somebody can send you out there, you can get out there head first. You can turn a year, 2 years, into 10 or 12 or more. You mess around and get the wrong charge caught up in here. You know, a lot of there's a lot of bodies that end up floating around up in here, you know, found somewhere. But if you get caught, then you're going to get that time. And they're starting to, and they have started to try to crack down up on that because, you know, they're starting to put up cameras and stuff. That's been, you know, there was a lawsuit about 2 years ago with the Jay-Z,
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti, yeah. And ever since then, they've been trying to, you know, turn up the security a little bit. They've been putting cameras in places, trying to catch things that's going on, but the honest guy can't see everything. There's always blind spots. And in the zone that I was next to in Rankin, you know, they stabbed the guy up a couple of times and left him for dead. You know, it's like, lucky for him, he didn't die. But they left him up in a laundry cart, you know, because they thought he was dead. Mm-hmm. If they had known he was still alive, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be. But there's plenty of blind spots and stuff, so it's still a dangerous affair, but it seems like they're trying to do a little bit. And then also they have these new rules, new laws, where they try to crack down on some of the guards and stuff because, you know, like, the guards would beat the shit out of you. And that's just bottom line. They'll beat the shit out of you. Yeah, I've seen it. You know, they'll beat the shit out of you for just a little bit of nothing. So, you know, they're trying to get on the wrong side. And next thing you know, you're going to be dog meat. And then if you do that, you bring attention to the zone. Now, after you face them, now you got to face the zone. So you want to keep from bringing attention to yourself.
So you been all right in there?
Oh yeah. It's not so bad. You really gotta understand. Your place. I'm not affiliated, so I stay out of the gang's way, you know. And then, you can always become affiliated, but that's not something I would want to do because becoming affiliated, and, you know, there's a price to pay. You know, when it's time to go, then it's time to go. You know, and you never know when that's gonna be. There's already a lot of things to be paranoid about. You never know what somebody want to do to you. You got a lot of folks up in there that want to try to prove a point. And there's a lot of people always trying to call themselves trying to finesse you. You know, there's always a lot of scheming going on. You know, you got to remember you're in a place locked up with, you know, where everybody's in here for committing some type of crime, whether it's just scanning or, you know, you got some murderers, the rapists, the burglars, you know, and so, you know, shitload of thieves, you know, so you always got to keep your eyes open for what somebody's trying to do because a lot of people up in here, you know, they're so used to trying to finesse somebody or use somebody to get what they want or what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? That they ain't got no problem doing to you. You know, you may think that that's your friend or whatever, but it ain't, you know? So this is a place for nothing but gators.
Yeah, I'm going to say, you say you be playing chess?
Oh, yeah. You're going to get good playing chess if that's something that you choose to get into, whatever you choose to get into. When you got nothing but time, you're going to get a lot better at it. Yeah, folks write books, playing chess, cards.
But do chess teach you life lessons?
Huh?
Does chess, when you play chess, do you learn, like, life lessons from chess?
Life lessons?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, life lessons, yeah. Take your time is one of them. Take your time and try to see more than just your first move. Try to see what you're going to do after that move. That move, you know, try to stay at least a step or two ahead. So, That's one of the lessons that you can learn from Chetty.
Okay. You were talking about the food, how the food out over there.
Well, the food where I am is the food where I am is pretty good. But up in the state facility, when I was there, the food it wasn't too good. But we pretty much grow our own food out there for the most part. The whole place, like the system, pretty much we feed ourselves for the most part because of the labor that they get up out of us. You know, we work the farm, you know, we work the fields, the tractors and all that. You know, we turn the wheels, you know what I'm saying, to kind of somewhat of this black market economy that they got, you know. You know, it's, that's the reason why I am where I am now. You know, that's what they, you know, we save them a lot of money. It's 25 of us, so that would be 25 salaries.
Yeah, I know, they're saving.
Right.
Then how much do you make?
Well, we make zero. We make 3 meals a day.
For real?
And 3 meals a day and 2 rolls of toilet paper.
I thought you supposed to get some money though for working.
Nah, we're not getting any money for working. No, we're not getting anything like that. We're getting 3 meals.
Yeah, I thought some places do get paid though. I thought it wasn't a lot, but I thought they still get a little money, like $2 a day or something like that.
No, we aren't getting paid. We're getting, like I said, we're getting 3 meals. We're getting free water. And, you know, we got room and board. They're making sure we had room and board. You know, anything besides that, we're having to check it out ourselves. You know, when we get our loved ones to, you know, send us, if we get some money and try to buy some of the things that we need, such as hygiene or snacks or anything else.
So what's like a must-have in there?
It's like a must-have.
Yeah.
Well, a must-have is your hygiene. That's what you gotta have. If you talk about as far as like physical, another thing a must-have is, as far as mental, I think a must-have is some kind of support. You know, like whether it's coming from the outside or inside. You need somebody to talk to. You know, because I've seen some people go crazy, you know. Also, you got some people that's been, you can tell the ones that's been here for a long time, you know, because, like, they're so IT, they, you know, like, they don't try to lose touch with themselves and the world around them. But you got some that come in for a short time, and the same thing happens to them because it breaks them.
What would you say about hygiene?
Well, hygiene, definitely need your hygiene because, like, up in it, we're here, you know, we do a lot of work, so we need our hygiene. But even up in the state facilities, like, even if you don't even do any work, up in the ones that's locked down all day, you got to think about, like, right now, it's spring. It's not even real hot right now, but inside those buildings, it's hot. You know, it feels like it's, like, right now, it's probably like, like 80s, low 80s, up in those state facilities. In those main buildings, in the main, in the big state facilities, it's in up in 90s. You know, it's like guaranteed. They need the fans. They need whatever they can to stay cool up in there. Because,
so they don't have air conditioning or nothing like that?
No, none.
So y'all got to have fans?
Huh?
They got fans?
They got fans, and so that blow you some hot air, blow you, but it's a whole lot better than nothing, because if you don't have that, and they keep a cooler of ice up in there, cooler ice, and you put water up in there, and that's how you stay cool.
But like a big fan, what kind of fans, or just little fans?
Some zones have a big fan.
Like the swamp fans?
You got the option.
Like the Swamp fans?
Yeah, like a Swamp fan.
Oh, okay.
And then you got your personal fan, too.
Okay.
You also have a personal fan. So you got people that are trying to get about 4, 5 fans, as many fans as they can, to try to keep cool. Because that's just how hot it's going to get. And fan is a big deal. I've almost seen a banging pop off because of one.
You got a fan?
Oh. Huh?
You got a fan?
No, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
I said, you got a fan?
Yeah, no. Well, yes. I just got a fan like 2 days ago. Because I know it's getting ready to get warm. But, you know, it's not so bad up in here because they have temperature control. But, you know, I like to sleep a little cool at nighttime, so I'm just trying to take advantage of the opportunity I got. So, but the fans get a whole lot more serious than that, though. And like I say, you'll see a lot people get to fight over some of the what people would consider to be some of the small things, and they're really big deals on the inside, you know. Like when it comes down to trying to stay cool, you got this side, you got one big fan, but you got two different sides of the zone, and that fan got to provide air for both sides of the zone. So which side is going to get the most air? the side that's got the most guys that's willing to fight. That's which side is going to get the most air.
So that's why you need your personal fan too?
And that's why you need your personal fan too. That's why you need a lot of personal stuff, you know. It's gonna be, and when it comes down to being affiliated or whatever, like say that you get it to it, they call it community, you know. So if you're not affiliated, say that you get it to it with someone that's affiliated, well, you're not gonna just fight that one. You would be fighting more than one. You know, especially if you're winning, you would not be allowed to win. Then you would not be allowed to make anyone look bad. That's all.
So, how you stay away from fights? How you stay away from fights?
As best as possible. But if you're challenged, then you have to fight. There's no problem. That's something you must do. Even if you are outnumbered, the thing you need to do is fight, because if you don't, then you're going to have a problem for the rest of your time, and that would be worse than losing. So the best thing to do is to step up to the plate and just fight. Avoid them if you can, but if you can't, fight.
But you had the fight already?
Huh?
You got the fight?
Oh yeah. And you probably it's kind of hard to avoid, you know. You can avoid them, but then, you know, sometimes you may not be able to avoid them. But then once you show that point that you're willing to fight, then you won't be bothered anymore. But someone thinks that if you show that you won't fight, then you will be bothered. So
yeah, like they smell weakness, they're gonna keep messing with you.
Right, they'll keep on messing with you. You may be tested, you know. It depends on where you go. If you're not tested, then that means you had a blessed trip.
I mean what?
I said if you're not tested, that means you had a blessed trip. So, man, at some point, you know, you're probably getting to it. You got to think about it. Like, it's kind of hard not to, because it don't even have to be their fault. It can be your fault. There's a lot of bad days up here. You know, being up on the inside is kind of hard, because you kind of keep your mind off the outside. You know, if you got a girlfriend, or if you're dealing with women problems, or any type of family problems, or if you had somebody that passed away or something like that in your family, then any little smallest thing can set you off, and all of a sudden now you're ready to fight. And it could be just a little super misunderstanding, but that little misunderstanding ain't gonna be, it ain't gonna be explained. The only thing that's gonna happen now is just swinging, and that happens a lot. Somebody get off the phone, and next thing you know, they got an attitude, and now something pop off about an hour later. You know, so it, the outside affects the inside a lot.
Y'all got no therapists and nothing in there, right?
The therapist? Well, I haven't seen one.
So they don't really be trying to rehabilitate?
They got rehabilitation programs and stuff, but as far as the way I feel about it, I don't feel like they're really trying to rehabilitate people. But I think there's a lot of other things that they could be doing to try to rehabilitate people. They're not trying to give people a better chance at success when they get out, because they're not really giving them the tools that they need. Like, the era that we're living in is like an electronic world, right? So you got people up in here now that's been locked down forever, and they don't know basic skills when it comes down to using computers or even using a phone, or, you know, so they have programs, but they don't have programs that's really tailored for today's world, you know what I mean? For the people that are getting out. So, like, you got a lot of people that are getting second chances and stuff, but they're going to nothing already. You know, they already have stress against them when they get out, because they don't have anything. So they need a start. So when they get out there, what are they going to do? You know, what kind of skills are they possessing and all that? Well, some of the skills that they have trained for on the inside are outdated. And so what the system is failing to do is to update the skills that they need to learn up on the inside. I feel like it's not really made to rehabilitate, because they're not trying to teach, they're not allowing people to learn some of the things that they're wanting to learn, and they're not teaching some of the things that's necessary for people to survive out there when they're released.
Yeah, because they want you, it's not like they want you to do the jobs that they want you to do anyway. They're not trying to have you, like, do no job that's going to help you.
Right, exactly. That's exactly kind of how it is. They're not really just giving you any type of options or anything. They're not even making you aware that you even have an option, you know? So it's kind of like a control mechanism to really, and then the whole thing is built on coming back. The whole thing is really built on coming back, because the way they set these things up when it comes down to the sentences is that your percentage chance is so high on coming back and being stuck up in the system. It's tailor-made for it.
Why is it that?
Well, because, what they do, I got 10 years suspended when I get out. Okay, when I get out right now, I'll be on 5 years paper. If I get into any kind of little minor trouble, then I can have those 10 years to back up. Mm-hmm. You know, and it doesn't even have to be anything serious. Like, when I get out, I'm not supposed to come in contact with the police for nothing, not even a speeding ticket. So how many people do you know get speeding tickets, you know what I mean? Or get pulled over for any little simple thing, you know what I mean? I can come in.
This is impossible.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? My chances of coming in contact with a law enforcement is very high, you know what I'm saying, in a five-year period.
Especially in Mississippi.
You know, even for a small misdemeanor, not for a felony, for a misdemeanor, you know, for something very simple, like, anything, you know, just a routine check, just being with somebody, anything. So,
So how you
yeah,
plan to
I
avoid
don't know.
that? How you plan on avoiding that?
When you first get locked up and you go to the first portal, which is Rankin County, that's like the transport area. That's like where you're gonna go to, where you're gonna be, wherever you're gonna be stationed, that's where you're gonna be sent from. And there's a man there named Helicopter Man. And he tells you that when you get out, the best thing for you to do is make a plan to move away and get away to a whole nother environment, get away from your environment and move to a whole nother place where you don't know anybody, so you can start fresh. And it says that your chances go up, like I forgot how much, but it's significant to not coming back. And so the plan that I have is to leave the state of Mississippi once I'm released about 6 months to a year afterwards.
You know where you want to go yet? I say, you know where you want to go?
I think I'm gonna be headed. I'm just sorry about asking you. I got this little earpiece, so it's kind of hard to hear a little bit sometimes. But I got a few ideas on where I want to go. Texas is kind of like a main spot. Texas, Tennessee, Alabama. But Alabama and Tennessee are too damn close to Mississippi. Let's see, California is about to. Virginia was about. I really don't have much else, but I do know one thing for sure is that I do need to leave the state of Mississippi to just, broaden my chances for staying. And,
Anything?
so I just know I need to stay. I know I need to leave Mississippi when it comes down to it, though. It just what broadens my chances for staying out. That's the best way. I just know that most people, well, not most, but a lot of people, they come back because of wrong place, wrong time.
Because of what?
Wrong place, wrong time. That's why a lot of people come back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily because of something that they did, but because of where they were at the time. Yeah, so you gotta be careful who you ride with because this person may not have anything to lose, but you do. And, they bugging out while you getting ready to, while you waiting on the bus to bring you to prison. Yeah, so you just have to be more, you have to be careful about that type of stuff. Can't stay with a female, that's gonna get you in trouble. That's for sure. She called the police to tell them that you killed them. They gonna come. They come to get you. So you better not be. There's no crazy female that's gonna lie. And you better not put your hands on a female. Or anyone for that matter. You put your hands on Joe Blow down the street. You coming back.
Shit, we was just chopping it up today, man. We just had a little story that anytime you check in, we have something to talk about.
Oh yeah, most definitely. If I tell you some of the crazy stuff, have you seen a video up on the net where somebody bite the head off a mouse for some drugs?
Somebody what?
You ever heard of Spice?
Yeah.
Well, man, that's something. Like, it's got to be something different up in here than it is out on the streets because I ain't never seen anybody do this on the streets. But the Spice they be smoking up in here, it turns into zombies.
Yeah, no, that's how it is out here.
Is that how it is there?
Yeah, ain't smoking that shit. It's like that fake weed or something. Yeah, I was like, why people smoking that instead of, like, you got the, that shit gonna turn you to that instead of smoking a weirdo weed. That don't even make no sense.
It does something to him though, man. One guy told me that he was flying, and then I said, I see another guy quacking like a duck, another guy flopping on the floor like a fish. Man, it does something. It really does something. And you know, I don't understand why someone that sees somebody doing those things that I just described would see that and then be like, I want to hit it too.
Yeah, fuck that.
But man, it makes them do some crazy stuff.
I saw that, and then I saw people doing that shit with bath salt.
So I'm doing a what?
It's some shit called bath salt. They be doing that shit and make them go all crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's that fake ice. Yeah. I think somebody here got a hold to some of that, too. They had them out that bad.
Yeah, fuck that.
He was sick for a little while. But, you know, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between that stuff.
Y'all be, they be, you said they be bringing that stuff in?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Like Black and Miles too? Like, or, y'all can't, they don't let y'all smoke in there though, huh? Like cigarettes either or no?
Yeah. They just made cigarettes legal not too long ago, again, inside the prison system.
For real?
Mm-hmm. They just did it like a few months ago. About three, four months ago.
How y'all dealing with COVID?
Well, actually, it's funny you ask because we'll probably get our shots. We'll either get our shots tomorrow or Wednesday. We're pretty much, giving us shots on the COVID.
They don't know. What y'all getting, the vaccine?
Big facilities. Huh?
Y'all getting the vaccine?
Yeah, the vaccine. We getting a 2-shot vaccine.
Yeah, the Johnson & Johnson, they said that shit getting the blood clots to people.
Man, I heard that it killed a couple of prisoners. Well, no, not killed, but they overdosed a couple of prisoners.
Yeah. But they making y'all do the 2-dose one?
Really don't have an option on taking it, cause like I ain't really want to take it, but you know that was like if you don't take it, then you got to go back to punishment. So I was like, man,
goddamn. Yeah, he's like, I want to take this motherfucker.
Hey, look, I was talking that shit, but when I thought about it, man, I'm like, I ain't trying to go back down there, man.
Yeah, I think I would take it too instead of go back out there.
Fuck that shit. I'm not trying to go back down there. That'll be stupid.
You said you gotta be there till January?
Yeah, man. January the 14th.
So that's like 7 months?
Yeah. A week and a half after your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I'm gonna be my own damn birthday present.
Oh. And then you know that's coming in?
Huh?
I said, why you say that?
I see, it's January, it'll be next month.
Yeah, that's what I think, is January will be right around the corner.
Hell yeah, shit, Christmas, because, man, on Christmas, man, I'm going all out. Like, man, I'm going to have, what, 20 days left? Man, it's going to be so beautiful. Man, 20 days, I'm going to be on the 20-day countdown. It's going to On Christmas, it's gonna be like Christmas to me for the first time in a long time. Oh, man. I'm just very excited thinking about it.
Yeah, shit. No.
Yeah, it's not good. I can't wait. Man, you know, we celebrated Confederate Day today.
Yeah, so what did y'all celebrate?
Man, I mean, you know, we. Oh, yeah, I told you about that shit. Man, we didn't do shit, you know what I'm saying? We just sit here, you know, we just, you know, just like you would up on, you know, any other holiday or whatever.
Well, I'm saying, what is Confederate Day? Did they say what it was, or they just...
Nah, I ain't got no idea. This is my first time I've ever heard of it in my life.
Hey, I ain't know that shit. Let me look. I'll look it up and see if I see anything. Confederate Day.
Yeah, I think I'm about to do the same thing.
Yeah, Confederate Memorial Day.
Yeah,
June 3rd. You say June 3rd though. You say June 3rd. Why y'all celebrating so early then? Yep, it says it says state offices closed for Confederate Memorial Day in Alabama, Mississippi, and here's still why it's an official holiday there. Yep. April 26th.
Oh, what is it? Confederate Memorial Day?
Yeah, Confederate Memorial Day. Yep, it says the day is meant to recognize Confederate deaths during the Civil War. It said, along with the last major Confederate surrender at Bennett Place, North Carolina, April 26, 1865. It was first recognized after Georgia. So Georgia recognized it first. As of this year, Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina are the only states that still recognize Federal Memorial Day as a federal holiday. It says South Carolina celebrates the holiday in a bit later on May 10th. Texas and Tennessee both commemorate Memorial Day, but it's not official holidays in those states. Yeah. Say y'all celebrating the dead soldiers in the Confederacy. They're like, shit, they still, that's fucked up though.
They celebrating those traitors.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck, we celebrating them shits for the niggas lost?
Right. Right, we're celebrating the losers. Yeah. And not only the losers, but they fucking traitors
though. Yeah. But shit, they were saying it was a lot of black people that fought for the Confederate, on the Confederate side too.
I know a shitload of them too, damn
near. I guess we ain't had no choice. I guess it was wherever you at, that's how you had to fight for. Like, if you was up north, they probably made you fight up north. If you was down south, right. See, I was just reading there talking about using slaves as soldiers. See, then they probably told them, "Well, you want to be free, come fight." Then right up, they got out, still made their go right back to that shit. Help them win the war and everything. Right when they got out, went right back to the bullshit. All those wars, they were talking about, man, we helped America win a lot of wars, man. And to the comeback to just racism still. Like, they was talking about, like, man, it was like basically like you had all these black veterans, they went to all like the World War One or Vietnam and all that shit. But when they got back, they couldn't get no, you know, you supposed to be able to use your VA loan, get a house and all that shit. They weren't letting them do that shit.
No, they weren't doing
nothing. But they was letting the white people do that shit, so that's why, like, you got these white people where they be like, oh, my grandfather gave me a house, you know? Come saying, they was letting them get them houses back then, but they weren't letting us do that shit.
Yeah, they weren't doing shit for us. Man, they owe us so much shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm letting them say.
Man,
yeah, they weren't doing none of that shit for us.
Yeah, don't say
that. What do you think the 49ers gonna do?
Man, I don't even be on the football like that, man. Tell you the truth, I be watching it, but I don't watch it. But shit, they need to get another quarterback. I know that. They got to get rid of him. He ain't the one.
Hey, so.
Garoppolo. I think if they had a better quarterback, they would have been doing better already. Like, especially when. Because Sherman might not stay there no more, right?
Who?
Sherman. Richard Sherman.
Oh, no. He on the market.
He where? Yeah, but I'm saying, man, you kind of wasting them years, man, because they would have been better if they had a better quarterback. I think they messed up. Maybe they should have got Kirk Cousins instead of him, man. Kirk Cousins would probably been better than him.
Yeah.
I think they was talking about Kirk Cousins then, too, because one cousin from, then he played with the Shanahan. Yeah, so they was talking about getting him too, but then they got Garoppolo instead of him. But shit, they should have got Cousins. Cause at least Cousins, shit, at least he know how to fucking. See, he gonna get hurt all the goddamn time.
But to be honest, though, I do have to say that he did decent, though. We had the opportunity to win the Super Bowl. We should have won that motherfucker.
When?
And he can't throw the damn deep ball.
Oh. You talking about Garoppolo?
Hell yeah.
Man, you know what I'm saying? He ain't guard, though. Don't say he ain't the one, man. I said we yeah, they should have got that thing. They picked the wrong quarterback, man. That shit cost them Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? You gotta pay for it. Like I said, that little mistake. I'm saying they had the squad. Only thing messing them up was them. Was that part? Was fucking his sorry ass. Oh, he getting hurt or can't really play. I don't know why they got him anyway though. But I guess they got mad because at first they was trying to trade Brady. They was talking about trading Brady to 49ers. So that's why Brady got all pissed and left. But I'm saying, you remember when at first they was talking about like the Patriots, their plan was to keep Garoppolo and trade Brady. But then Brady heard about that shit. So that's why Brady, you know, he re-signed with him. Over that shit.
What you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
exactly what you're talking about. And sure, we got a chance. We got the number 3 pick Thursday. And yeah, they come out there. They don't know who they want.
They got to get a quarterback, right?
Yeah, they got to get a quarterback. But it's a couple of them in the draft that look good, though. They got 5 to choose from. I hope they choose the right one.
Who you think they should get?
Man, I ain't gonna tell them. I ain't got no idea. And you know I don't like Alabama, but shoot, that quarterback from Alabama might be the one.
Who?
He might be the one. I mean, you know what I'm saying, coming up out of that Nick Saban, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think I would probably go to him. To be honest.
Yeah, I don't even be on the I'd be watching boxing, wrestling, and then shit. I watch the basketball. I actually started liking basketball a little bit more than football.
Really?
But the only thing I don't like about football, man, like that shit, how they change that fucking tackling shit, that shit get me mad. Cause to me, like now it's like you talking about don't hit the head, but you got them diving at people's legs now.
Right.
So I'm like, man, that shit worries, man. I don't like how they got the tackling shit now. That's why I don't be watching like that no more. That shit weak to
like,
me.
I don't want.
No, you getting people hurt with that tackling shit.
Right. I agree. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason I quit watching it too, because like, I don't like all the bullshit that they get in the game either. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way you take hit, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything tailor made for offense these days.
You know, like, man, they trying to, like, to me, you even trying to hurt the defensive player, because, man, you can't, like, you trying to tackle somebody, you gotta just tackle. You can't be thinking about all that other shit. That shit gonna get you hurt. Like, oh, I gotta be straight. Oh, nah, you gotta tackle. Fuck all that other shit they talk about. I'm like, that shit weak. I don't like how they got that. So ever since then, I don't really be watching like that. But I don't know. I might try to watch it. Then me, but last year was just like a little wash anyway. That shit was weak last year.
Hey, just to let you know, my phone getting ready to turn off. I got 5% up on it, so. If you turn off, then that's what happens.
Yeah, shit. We can just wrap it up right now, man. I think we got enough for the first episode. All right.
That shit, I hit you up later today, man. Be nice.
All right, man. I'll holler. Good night, bro. All
right, you too.